little wind in the house today, isn't it? I do not apologize for a church that yells and shouts and hollers when those who are without Jesus come to know Jesus. I do not apologize for a church that sings at the top of their lungs the power of God, that not even death can separate us from His love. And so, you know, if you're kind of looking around today and you're checking out a church and you're going, these people are crazy. They are. They're going to heaven. They're crazy. And one of the reasons we had church today, there's many reasons we had church. First, we want to honor God as the most holy God. We want to recognize that He's made a way in Jesus Christ that we might be forgiven and worship Him freely. But you know what? We also worship on a third dimension. We worship so that God might choose you to go with us. In the name of Jesus, we really hope if you don't know Jesus Christ today, listen, we're praying that everybody in this place who has yet to receive Jesus Christ, that they're going to before the day's over, because we'd really like you to go to heaven with it. Okay, now we can't make you go, okay, so don't panic. I mean, we can't force it on you. If you want to reject the grace of God, you have that freedom. You have that opportunity. You can say, Lord, I want to stay in my sin. I don't believe You're the way to heaven, and you'll have a hell of a life, literally. And you say, well, Pastor Harris, you don't know what I'm talking about. I got a lot of money. I'm successful. Listen, you'd be hard-pressed for y'all to impress me with your money. I know a lot of people that got money. I know a lot of people that have died with a lot of money that went straight to hell. I've told you all this before. You better listen to me, because I know in this particular service I got some Led Zeppelin fans. Dude could play some good music, but let me tell you, he was lying. You came by. She came by. A stairway to heaven. It's not for sale. God could care less if you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent. He really could care less if you were a United States of American citizen. He's looking for those who will receive what He has to say. So let's see what that is today. First of all, I want to give you some highlights on this scripture today. Go with me to verse 12, chapter 1, verse 12. And some of y'all are going to like this, man. Elizabeth, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has updated her old-fashioned husband. Now, before some of y'all start laughing, I see some of you young bucks looking at me going, well, I'm glad that ain't me. Hey, I was sitting there 10 years ago saying, I'm glad it ain't me either. These new touch things, whatever they are, these pads, tablets. You know what I like about them? You make the words real big on them where you can see them. Now, I can see y'all, I just can't see my text. And so the Lord, praise His name, through iPod, has made big words. So listen, not only am I preaching to y'all today from the Word of God, I am preaching to y'all from the large print Word of God today, all right? Look at here. Then the apostles, what they went, watch this. I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you to get on this. Listen, this is not going to be a long sermon today, so I want you to hang on. Some of y'all going, you say it every Sunday. I don't know what long is. Y'all remember, I'm preaching from a guy that's got forever. Amen. Time is irrelevant, but purpose is not. Now, I want to state this today. For those of you all that are thinking about following Jesus Christ, those of you all who've already been forgiven, I want you to hear this first moment. We got to learn to go and be where God tells us to go.
Yes.
And then we got to be what He tells us to be. Now, you will never have the full life in Jesus Christ just attending church or being around it. You got to get in it. It is the key that opens up to success in any area of life. You cannot win participating around the edges. You got to be at the heartbeat of what it's about. Commitment is not a choice alone. It is receiving the power to stay with it. Now, if you notice, what is God sending in Acts 1? He's sending the power. So here's what you need to know. Nobody comes to Christ except through the power of God. Somebody understand. God's got to send the power. Some of y'all going, what were you talking about, Riff? See, we think we can create the power. We can't create the power. And if we go read our Bible, we'll listen and really listen to God. You know what he's saying all the time? Will you receive what I send? And guess what we want to do? We want to make little things of our lives and show them to God to see if he's impressed. Let me help you with the answer. He's not. But let me tell you what he gets excited about. Those he'll do what he says. They become his disciples. Look at here. They do what he says. Well, where are they supposed to go? You remember last week they stood there gazing at heaven, and then two of the angels showed up and said, now go do and go be where he told you to be. Get to the place where God told you to be. You know, it's amazing. Elizabeth remembers this because she was there. Elizabeth, 20 years ago, we were in, 20 years ago, we were in the what I call limbo week. Remember, we took a week off and we started preaching here at Hillview Heights. Next Sunday will be 20 years. Gosh. Now watch them. No, I'm going to blow you here. Watch this. I didn't want to come here. I did not want to come here. Did I really? This is not what I was bidding for, is it? I was going to Florida. I mean, I had it figured out. If God would just listen to me, I had a plan for him. I'd already helped him. I'd sent my resume and told him that I had graduated from graduate school. And guess what? I haven't had a church call, and they told me that I was their man, that I fit, that it would work. And these people were good. This pulpit committee was good. As the pastor asked, we'd like you to be at our church. You know, we know you do all that water skiing. We got a ski lake a mile down the road from the church. And you can wear your shorts and flip-flops. I said, it's the church of God. It's that God wants me there. And they said, Pastor Ed, tell you what, we know you fish and hunt and all that stuff. We got that around. You can ride your motorcycle. No problem at our church. And he went on and said, listen, we're an integrated congregation. We're not hung up there. I know you're not hung up there. We got that kind of church. You know what? That location had everything I wanted except this. That's not where God wanted me to be. See, sometimes we got to learn to just go be where God wants us to be. And this is what saddens our heart. If you'll really read the scripture, rarely does God send us to where the light shine bright. Notice I didn't say never. I said what? Rarely. You know, he didn't send the disciples to the great happening of Jerusalem. He didn't roll out the red carpet, you know, and they walked through Jerusalem. We are followers of Jesus, all 120 of them. He said, you go to the upper room and you do what I tell you to do till I send you what you got to have. Now follow this principle. Principle number two, when you go without power, you won't go long. Somebody hear what I'm saying. When you go without power, you won't go long. Now, here's the problem with this world. They can send you and it not be where God wants you to be. So be very careful, guys, about listening to what people tell you and really start embracing where does God want me to be. Now, we know this for sure. We know this for sure. God wants to forgive you of your sins. Has God been clear about that? You come back next week and guess what? You're right. I'm going to be talking about that because guess what? That's God's main point. He wants to forgive us. Now watch this. So he can empower us to be in places where we make a difference. Isn't that the rhythm of God? Let me explain it in marriage. How many of y'all have heard this before? What God has joined together, no person, no man can separate. How many of y'all have heard that before? All right, then why do we have all these divorces? Come on, help me out. Y'all sounded almost Pentecostal there. All right, come on, bring it on, huh? What? Tell me. Why don't we see all these divorces? That's exactly right. We joined a bunch of stuff together that God never intended to be joined together. You know how I know? They bring them in my office. Beautiful little girls, you know, they're about 21, 22, and here they come. You know, they've grown up in a church. Pastor Steve, I want you to meet my boyfriend. I said, now listen, you've had me as your pastor since you was 4 years old. You know what I'm going to ask? I know. Well, he's not a believer. He's not a follower of Jesus. But I'm going to lead him to the Lord. No, you ain't. You got the power to encourage, but you do not have the power to save. Now, he might follow you to church, but let me tell you, well, he ain't following you because he's seeking Jesus. I just want to give some of y'all some heads up. And you know how many times I've seen this tragedy? They get married, and 3 years later, unfortunately, they discover that the Word of God is absolute truth. And when you're unequally yoked, you will become unglued eventually. Because you know what? You can't have a force headed this way and a force headed this way stay together very long. But hold on. When it all starts toward heaven, then guess what, Keith? What you just sang is right. Nothing can break it. Not death, not government, not technology, not advancement. Nothing can break the force that comes from heaven and heads to heaven. Y'all got that principle? Now, let me see what Jesus did. He called them to be placed. So guess what they did? They did what Jesus said. We find them in obedience. Then they returned from Jerusalem. Look at your Bible, verse 12. From the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. Where did they go? When they arrived in Jerusalem, what did they do? When they arrived, they went upstairs. Where did he tell them to go?
Upstairs
to the room where they were staying. Y'all want to activate your life in the power of Christ? Do what Jesus said do. There's three things you know he said do. I mean, there are no questions. You don't have to pray for 14 years to figure it out. First of all, did Jesus tell you to share him with others?
Yes.
How many times has he done that in the New Testament? Superintendent, over and over and over again. You're a teacher, both of y'all are in education. When you teachers say something more than once, what does that mean? It's important. By the way, you guys at the university, when a professor says something four times, I'm going to clue you in. It's on the test! I've had some of you in class, and I don't know why you're so clueless. I'll go, this will be on the test. When I teach, I'm not one of these guys that likes to have mysteries. I like to have, this is what you need to learn. Learn it. God kind of operates that way, doesn't he? This is where you need to be. Be there. God will put you in places you thought you'd never be if you'll just be obedient. He went, looked to where he's supposed to be. This is what's important about Jerusalem. They went to the city they were supposed to be in. Now, how many of us do this? God wants to send us to Jerusalem, but we want to go to Nazareth. So we start a prayer campaign to go to Nazareth when God said, go to Jerusalem. Because you know what we do, Chuck? We want our preference. Hold on now, catch this. This is where you got to become a big boy, big girl in Jesus Christ. We'd rather have our preference than God's purpose. Welcome to Jonah. Remember Jonah in the Old Testament? God said, Jonah, Nineveh. He said, Tarsus. God said, Nineveh. Jonah said, don't like those people. God said, I'm calling for repentance. Jonah, you go tell them. He said, I don't want to. Guess what happened? He got there anyway. Now, see, that's the way some of y'all got to be thrown up before you'll just get with it. See, it'd have been a lot easier for Jonah to just go do what God told him to do, right? But nah, he heads to Tarsus, has to be eaten by a great fish, and happens to be upchucked on the beach. Now, think about that. You've had one whale of a ride for 3 days, and you smell bad when you get there. It didn't have to be, though, did it? Now, here's what I'm showing y'all. Listen, when God wants it, God will have it. Now, here's the problem. When we want it, we can't demand it. Have y'all noticed that? I'll give you a heads up in here. How many of y'all, when you got married, think for just a moment, when you got married, tried to change the other person? Now, let me help you guys out. How many of you men have ever tried to change your wife? Y'all dumb if you even attempted it. Dumb! Y'all know you ain't gonna win. If I start in Elizabeth, all she gotta do is this. They're just like little does out there, deer. You know, women, they do the same thing. You know, a female deer will do this. Female human does this. Which means without a word spoken, you ain't winning, you ain't got a chance, so you better give it up and do it my way. Isn't that right, honey? You don't think that's work? Yours is a little more subtle than that, though. Honey, I'm not going to get into you because we get into manipulation of purpose to your husband. So y'all know Elizabeth runs everything. She's smarter than all you women. She lets me think I do. And she doesn't even know I know that, but I know that. Because here's what I've done. I look back at my life and I go, you know what? 95% of the time we do what Elizabeth wants. How does that happen? Subtle truth. Now, most of the time, in all honesty, I need to listen to Elizabeth because she listens to God better than I do sometimes. A lot of times. And God gave me a guide because she'll tap me and she'll go, do you think that's really what God said, or are you adding a little bit to it? And I say, honey, I may be putting a little bit on that. Maybe let me back off and get down to what he said. Yeah, he just said buy a truck. He didn't say buy one with them big wheels on it. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Huh? How many of y'all like to add to it a little bit? Huh? Keith, you ever add to it a little bit? Watch this. And here's another thing we do, and I'm going to get on with this. How many of y'all, listen, if you'll just go be where God is, it's grand. You don't have to make anything else up. Because the power's coming to where God tells you to be. Now let's move on. What happened? If you're not going to follow him, somebody will. Go with me to verse 20. Here's what happened. I'm going to give you an etch-a-sketch here because we got to cover a lot of scripture today, okay? The 12 are no longer. They're missing one. 120 have gathered. Okay, we're going to deal more with Judas on Holy Week. That's the week before the last week in April. So I'm going to make sure every one of you show up for Holy Week services because we got to deal with this guy Judas because we're not sure about him because guess what he did? He hung himself. You know why he hung himself? Because he wanted to go his direction instead of Jesus's direction. I'm going to leave it at this today. I promise you, my beloved friends, I promise you, you do it your way without Jesus Christ at the end of the life, end of your lifetime, here's all you'll have, a rope with no hope. Why? Judas simply thought he could do it better than Jesus. And don't get too mad at Judas, because a lot of us do too. Jesus doesn't need any help. Because he chooses you to do great things. Now, I want to show you something that's going interesting. How in the world do you get another disciple? Well, you listen to God. Let's look at what they did. Verse 20, first of all, they realized that God was in charge. And in verse 20, for said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it. Now watch this. Judas's life was to not be dwelt in. Even the place he purchased was useless. Useless. Judas lived and ended up empty. Now let's look at Peter. Peter repented of his sin and dies in the fullness of God. So hold on, check this out. Peter, less silver, more life. Judas, a lot of silver, no life. Sound familiar? Those are the cautions for today. Well, how in the world? Here's the dilemma. May another take his place of leadership. How many of you know this? If you're not going to step in, stand up, and do what God wants to do, there will be another that comes in and does great things. People ask me all the time, well, who do you think? Did you think God sent you to Hillview? I said, yeah. And if I had been rebellious, he'd have sent somebody else that could have done it. In fact, I don't feel prideful to be here. I feel grateful to be a part. I feel grateful to be a part. I hope you all do too. You know what I love about Hillview? Nobody can figure out who runs it. Because people will get to know me and they'll go, man, he don't run it. Then they'll get to know some of our other pastors and they go, well, they don't run it. And then they get to know the choir and they go, they don't run it. And people look around trying to find out who runs it. Well, if you want to know who runs this church, I'll tell you, his name is Jesus. He is the one, he is the only, and he is the way. He runs it. And guess what? When we listen to him, things run better. Amen. And when we don't listen to him, guess what? Bumpity, bumpity, bump, bump, bump. The road gets rough. Now, check it out. I'm about to finish. Y'all listening? I'm about to finish. Y'all listening? Is it leadership? What do you do with leadership? Lord have mercy. The church been going crazy. I mean, I got some coaches in here. And a lot of y'all are leaders in here, man. You're on your way to be leaders. We have had more leaders. How many of y'all been to enough leadership seminars to last you five lifetimes? And I've taught five or six of them, okay? Now watch. Here's the thing. It's about leadership. And leadership really happens with this. Will you step up when God tells you to? Wilson, even if everybody else tells you, it can't happen. It's your story, wasn't it? Didn't they tell you? Well, Michael, did they patronize you? Oh, I've been patronizing this community all my life. Well, Pastor Steve, that's so sweet. Y'all reaching those folk, that's nice. We'll be glad one day when you grow up and become a big church like us. Be real. Y'all quieting down, celebrate nothing, and be stale. You'll have arrived. I'm going, folks, let me tell you what. You know what scared me about heaven? I thought it was going to be like church. I used to sit in church for an hour, and guess what the most exciting part was? They let out. And I thought to myself, if that's forever, I've been to a few parties that I'd rather stay in that forever. Well, I want to tell you what forever is, the power of God moving in your life. That's why you get in an upper room, you start praying, God will make the replacement. Look at this. It's very interesting. It messes with me. God's in charge. He's so in charge. You know how they picked the leader? They found two men that were qualified. Justin and Matthias. Two men that were qualified. And you know how they handled this? They cast lots to see which one God wanted. You know what? We'd come out better to do the same. We ought to do that politically. We ought to get us about six or seven candidates, all qualified. Now, there would be a new change right there. That there'd actually be qualifications. Not just can you run. What have you done? I read a book. Well, jeepers, what have you done? Now, Elizabeth, bless her heart, we were so young when we got married. She had to marry on potential hope. Because guess what I'd done? Nothing. I didn't even finish school. She's still back. Don't do that. That's stupid. She was betting God would. She had a hope that God would. But guess what? When it comes to leadership, they had a qualification. Let me show you what the qualification was. We had to have two guys. And it said, therefore, since it's necessary to choose one of the men who has been with us the whole time, the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. It needs to be one from the beginning that knows the baptism from the Jordan to the ascension of heaven. Now, what was the qualification? They had to know who.
Jesus.
And if they knew Jesus, what happened? They could make him known. Thank you, Mr. King. That is a beautiful way to put that. If you know him, you can make him what?
No.
You know why most people can't make him known? They don't know him. I mean, they don't know him. They, for some reason, they say that he's forgiven them, but they really don't receive that forgiveness in such a way that they know he loves them. You see, when you know that he loves you, you can tell the world about him. You know what they did? They cast lots or high card. What if we did that politically? I wonder what would happen. Line up four or five qualified leaders, pass them all out a card and says, high card's it for the next 4 years. Let me tell you what, I'm going to blow y'all away. If it's the one God wanted, we'd be fine. See, I think that's where we're messed up politically. We don't pray for the one God wants. We pray for the one that's the cheapest. We pray for the one that's going to save us money. Or we pray for the one that sees it like we see it. But we never really want to surrender and just say what? Yours, God. I mean, that's scary, isn't it? Your way, God, because his way's not my way. It's just not. Gary Dale, I'm telling you, God picks different people than I do. What about you? Huh? How many of y'all find God picks different than you do? I wouldn't have chosen some of the guys on this staff. And God said, that's it. And I go, are you sure? And one day I remember being in prayer and I just heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and God said, listen, did anybody choose you to do this? I said, only you, Lord. In fact, the other day we were looking for some old papers, and Brenda Fillingham found these old papers, and guess what she found? You know how I ended up at Hillview? Here's what I want to encourage you young people. Just get going. God will get you the rest of the way. You know how I ended up at Hillview? This is true. There was a sheet of paper where they'd interviewed these pastors, and beside my name, guess what it said? Affordable. I'm not lying to you. I got it on paper. They didn't know me very well, did they, Elizabeth? Affordable, which is a nice politically correct term for this. Cheap! The dude will work
for free.
Cheap! You know what? God used that to do all this. So it don't matter how you get there. It matters you do something with what you get there with. Wait for God to give you the power. Look what happens. I go to the upper room. God chooses. Now, I know this message with some of y'all. Well, what about... God chooses. There's a lot of things just God chooses. Yeah. Elizabeth and I have been some places together, and people look at me and go, y'all been married that long? And they also say things that hurt my feelings. They ask me if Elizabeth's my second wife. I'm glad y'all moaned a little bit. Everyone, I got feelings. They're just not real large. And I'm like, what? This one girl goes, well, she looks so much younger than you. Thanks. So just be quiet. Doesn't matter about age, because what matters about purpose and hope, distinction. Look at what happens here. It's very interesting. It goes on. We get to God's purpose. God's purpose. Two people that are qualified. You know what? You guys are qualified. You guys are qualified. Because how many of y'all know Jesus from his birth to his ascension to heaven? Then you can be chosen to be witness. You can be chosen to be witness. Now, they draw the straws. Guess who it goes to? Matthias. He gets it. And after he gets it, Justin, guess what? He doesn't complain. Not wild. It's not a big deal. They trusted God to put the people in charge of what God needed. They needed a 12th apostle. Matthias was it. To take over the apostolic, the ministry of the apostles, which Judas left to go where he belongs. They cast lot, and the lots fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 what? Apostles. You notice how the other one didn't whine and complain and quit being a follower? Because they needed somebody in a position. And you know what that dude knew? Being with Jesus was greater than any position. And whoever God wanted in that position, that was the good news. Now, how many of y'all have been chasing position more than you have God's purpose? Here's what it shows you. Superintendent, what do you think? What if they'd chosen you by drawing a straw? If that's what God wanted, you know what I say? Glory be to God. It'd be right. Crabtree, what do you think about this text? Here you are, minister of education, been trained in personnel qualification, personality. So they drew straws, cast lots. You know why? God's greater than our personal profile system. God knows more than the giftedness test. God places people. Here's the problem with all this giftedness stuff. Sometimes God places you where you're not gifted, so that his glory can be seen. Does that make sense? Well, the Lord loves you today. I hope you've learned something today. Now we got to go back into the world, called by God, chosen by God, purposed by God to express the great power of Jesus Christ. Amen? So you have been chosen also to be what? To be a witness. To where? To wherever you are. Now, in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, don't miss 3 weeks from now, We're going to see how God's going to send the power that makes this stuff available. Okay? We're coming into the second chapter, okay? It won't be next Sunday, but it'll be the next Sunday after that. We start the Holy Spirit revealing itself, coming into us in such a way that the church can have power. And here's what y'all going to hear. That power's not cut off. That power's still here. And a lot of people don't realize that. So you know what I'm praying for? That God will bring revelation to all the followers of Jesus at Hillview Heights Church that the same power He released 2,000 years ago is still in motion today. I believe that. I'm that crazy to believe it. You say, Pastor Steve, you believe God healed a blind person? Here's how crazy I am. I've seen it. Here at Hillview Heights Church. I didn't know what to do with it. We didn't have blind person healings when I grew up. Here's how crazy I was. We had some people come to baptism. We had some people come to rededication. We had a blind guy that got healed. So I just lined him up with the rest of what God had done that day. I said, this one got baptized. This one got his eyes back. This one got it. And everybody looked and said, got his eyes back. I said, yeah, it happens in the Bible. It happened here. What are y'all shocked about? Now, I was blown away myself because I'd never seen it work. Because you know what? I never believed it could. Because guess what I've been taught in church? That was back in Bible day. Any of y'all ever hear that? Back in the Bible. You know how they used to say, back in the Bible times. Here's what I say. Those times are now. Those times are now. Bible times are always now times. In this moment, God moves. Amen. All right, let me give you the hope. Some of y'all been chosen to be saved. What are y'all going to do with that? In fact, you know what I believe? All of you have been chosen. I believe all of you have been chosen by Jesus Christ for the opportunity to be forgiven. And guess what I think some of you will do? Some of you will receive it, and guess what some of you will do? You won't unwrap the greatest gift of all. You'll do it what? My way! You'll be right there with Sinatra and Elvis doing it your way. And God will say, here I am. Here I am. I don't know about y'all, but when I die, I want to be with Jesus. Anybody want to be with Jesus when they die? Well, here's the way that happens. Here's the way that happens. I got to tell you the truth. Here's the way that happens. The way it happens. Anybody in this room, I don't care. Listen, we've had baptism. We had a 91-year-old lady. I did her funeral last week. She got baptized 6 months before she checked out. It was 91. I walked in her house. She said, Pastor Steve, you think I ought to do this? I said, I think we better get on it right now. We ain't on the front end of the odometer. Some of y'all been waiting. What are you waiting for? You need to be baptized? Get baptized. Need to ask Christ in your life, why do you want to live another day away from Him? I ask you that serious question. It's serious business. Had somebody this week, they said, Pastor Ayers, I don't go to Hillview anymore. I go, really, why not? And they go, I got tired of you inviting people to Jesus all the time. I said, well, I'm glad you're gone. And they said, that's another thing I didn't like, your smart mouth. I said, it ain't smart mouth, it's a true mouth. I said, you ain't ever heard a true mouth. You want to go to church and have some sissified preacher tell you what you want to hear. I said, I could care less about what I say. So where do you think that puts you? I want to know what God has said. And let me tell you what He said. He said, whosoever believes in Me shall not perish but have everlasting life. He said that. He said that. Well, guess what? Today that means this. God has seen fit to save us. You going to receive it? How many of y'all realize you're a sinner? I mean, you've sinned, messed up, and not done what God wants you to do. Anybody understand that? Now, don't do this. Like, if you do a scan of the congregation right now, you know, I can scan some folks and say, well, I ain't done that, ain't done that, ain't done that, ain't done that. And you'll try to get a comparison level. One sin cancels you to hell. Now, where do we all stand? So, sister, before you go get the drunk, remember, gossips go with them. That shuts a lot of old church hens up, you know what? Yeah, being nosy in everybody's business, running around talking about people, that puts you as a sinner. See, the hope is Jesus. The hope is who?
Jesus.
That's it. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me. What's he going to do? Forgive me. Now, some of y'all going like this, prayers, you don't understand. I'm an addict. No, you don't understand. Your sin's only special to you. Because some group told you you special. You ain't special. You headed to hell with the rest of us. You need Jesus. Oh, really? It's not my superfluous higher power. Here's the problem with the superfluous higher power. You made it up. Here's the good news of the truth. God made you up. I believe God made you up. And God will remake you in his grace. Amen. So I want to invite you to be saved today. I want to invite you to be baptized today. I don't care what your sin is. I am mostly committed. You let God forgive it. Amen. I mean, there's no credit points of how you're going to go to hell. You know what I mean? Well, I'm a drunk. Well, I'm an addict. Well, I did this. I did that. It doesn't matter what you did. Hold on. I got to finish. It doesn't matter what you did. It matters what Christ has done. And he said, I will forgive you. Why not let that happen? Some of you need to be baptized. Why you need to be baptized? Because Jesus said so. You know, Klein, why you need to go to an upper room in Jerusalem? Because Jesus said so. He could have just as easily broke it out in Nazareth. But he broke it out in Jerusalem. Now, here's what I know. Young people, y'all exciting me. Y'all showing up for church. No telling what God's going to do with y'all. The world has not seen in quite some time a group of young people sold out to Jesus Christ. The moments of history that I read about when that happens, it is unstoppable. Be that movement. I can't be a young person anymore. I don't pretend to be what I'm not. But I tell you what I can be. I can be an older brother in Christ, and I'll get out the fan. I'll even get out one of them super duper fire department fans and plug it in and fan the flame of God behind a revolution. You know, everybody's wanting to revolute right now. Have you noticed that? Everybody in the Middle East is revoluting. Now, that's probably not a word, but it's my word. Revoluting is the process of a revolution. Now, I can make up words because I went to school for a long time and have little alphabet letters in front of my name that gives me permission to make up words. That was my only motivation to get those alphabets. Now, look at here. We need a revoluting moment in Christ Jesus. Brandon, you and Jessica, be it. Be that young couple that's got these beautiful children that says, I tell you what, I'm going to be a testimony that God does it better than the world. Amen? Raise them in the way of the Lord and say what? There they are. Cody, you need to be like Daniel. He said, man, I ain't going to eat off the table of MTV and all that corruption. I'm going to live my high school years out in the ways of the Lord. And at the end of 4 years, test me and see if I'm not a better man. Young men, stay out of the things the world tells you to get into. And guess what? You'll get to keep 50% of your net worth. Because women don't live a man that lives by the ways of the Lord. Yeah. Here's what, you know why I follow Jesus? One simple reason. Works. David, you and I have seen a whole lot of people get off drugs. We've seen a whole lot of people where other people said this. Well, they're just an old drunk, Lord. They'll be an old drunk to the day they die. The granddaddy was an old drunk. The daddy was a drunk. And they're a drunk. And that's just the way it's going to be. You know what? We saw Jesus yell into those lives and go, not so. Not so. He's all right. I can out preach him. Not so. See, watch this. That's it. Hey, y'all getting all upset about that? That might be a revoluter. You don't know. That might be, I guarantee you. Y'all think all them little cradle babies, you know, they're just sitting there going, num, 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 num. Those are the ones God's going to call to preach? I want you to know that I retired 25 Sunday school teachers at First Baptist Church on my way through the educational program at that church. When they got ready to put their hands on me and ordain me on that, I had an old lady. She came to me. She's a beautiful old lady. She loved the Lord. And Thomas, guess what she told me? She looked at me and she had one of them crooked fingers. Y'all ever been crooked fingered before? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? I mean, you get an old person got a crooked finger and they put it. She put the hook on me, buddy. I'm telling you. You can feel the power of God coming out of the hook. She looked at me and she said, Steve Myers, I want to tell you one thing. It's the last thing we anybody in this church guessed would happen. I said, what? She said, you being a preacher. But she said, and she put the finger on me. She said, you better do one thing. I believe he's called you, so you better listen to him. Where'd those old women go? You know why that finger had power? Y'all know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all ever had a grandmama like that? I had a grandmama. She didn't need a remote control. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. You know what was in the power of that old finger, Chuck? I'll tell you what was in the power of that finger. Keith, you know what's in the power of that finger. You've seen it. His old ladies have been down on their knees for a whole lifetime. And they'd read that Bible backwards and forwards. They didn't have an iPod, a Z-Pod, a Rod Pod, an Android. They had a Bible. And they opened it up on their lap. And they didn't have a TV to watch in the evening. They went through that Bible over and over again. My grandparents' Bible, my granddaddy's Bibles got date after date where he traveled past those passages night after night. And he'd date them when he read them, what God said to him in those moments of history. And you know what? That power moves us to forever. And it's in here today. Amen. The Lord has been beautiful in you today. Let's let him continue at the altar. Amen. Let's stand together. I want you to listen to what God's calling you to do. If you need to receive Jesus, come receive him right now. Lord Jesus, your truth is greater than our excuses. Right now, there are men and women in this church that need to be saved. God, you brought them here today. Thank you for getting them here. Lord, I thank you for this pastoral staff that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit and the absolute conversion in Jesus Christ. Now listen, believers, start praying that God would draw the people that need to be drawn today to salvation. Please join me in agreement. That's the greatest thing that you can see happen to a human being. Secondly, if people have not been baptized, time to be obedient to that baptism. Let that happen. Let that happen. Let that what? Happen. Boy, next week, I tell you what. Pastor Jamie, you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see 100, 200 people baptized on the 20-year mark. I believe that'd be a statement from God of what's supposed to happen. Yeah, they're available here. If you need to be healed, you know you got something that's just been messing with you and messing with you and messing with you, and it won't break loose out of your life, well, why don't you start today? Say, Lord, break that in my life and free me up. Man, God's been good today. So in the name of Jesus right now, here's all I know. I know you can be saved right now. I don't know about next Sunday. I don't know what's going to happen between now and next Sunday. Eric, do you? I don't either. Andrew, do you? Jeff, do you? Sean, you got something in your phone that tells us what's going to happen next week? Me either. Right now, I know everybody in this room's in the earshot of salvation. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry, Jesus. I believe. Change everything forever. You've learned some things today. Let him choose you. Let him call you. How many of y'all in the wrong room? Well, I could preach a while on that. How many of y'all in the wrong room? He said, Jerusalem, you went Nazareth. Elizabeth, as much as I fussed about it for 6 months, I'm glad we went where God wanted us to be. Because you know what? I'd have never seen this. Jamie, I'm convinced I'd never seen a blind man receive his sight. Oh, I'd have been honored. I'd have had the Escalades, the Accolades. I'd have had one of those too. I got one of those anyway. You know, it happened. Look. Those accolades, man can do those. But what I see here every Sunday, only Jesus can do. Some of y'all are going to get saved. Now, the Holy Spirit's here. Don't fear it. Follow it. Don't fear it. What? Follow it. So guess what? Y'all going to have to go a little more California, okay? God's going to throw some waves of the Holy Spirit on here. And y'all need to learn how to surf. So when he sends those at the altar, right there, surf that wave with the Holy Ghost. Don't do this. Some of y'all stand right in front of it and you leave service with sand all over yourselves because the wave run of you. Flow with it. Lord Jesus, bring us to the altar. Bring us now. Bring us with you and only you. Empower us like we've never been empowered. May we be open to you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Christ. Amen. Altar's open. Come on, church. It's open for you. Come on, there's going to be people being saved right now. Don't stand there. Come on, it's open. Don't stand there. Don't stand there today. You know God wants to save you. The Holy Spirit's been wide open in this place from moment one. Don't stand there today. Come on, if you need to be healed, be healed. If you need to get off drugs and alcohol, come and pray for that. You know where you are, let God show you where you can be. You know where you are, let God show you where you can be. Come on, church. In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on. Come on.